man, how high has your nature been raised in the person of Jesus Christ, the God-man? It has been raised to the throne of the Godhead. To what height has your nature been raised in the person of the Mother of God, higher than the Cherubim and Seraphim? For whom was this done? For you, in order that you, being freed from the corruption of the lusts of the flesh, might become a partaker of the divine nature. And how do you answer these intentions? With most merciful providence of your Lord, all the divine powers for life and godliness have been given you, and how do you avail yourself of them? Are you not careless to them, of them? Do you not cling wholly to earth like a snail? Our soul is simple as the image and likeness of God. Therefore, when it is well regulated and is living in accordance with the will of God, then it is peaceful, easy, and joyful. Whilst, on the contrary, when it consents to sin, commits sin, or is forced into sin by the enemy, then it becomes disturbed, darkened, and heavy. Thus always do the will of God, and you will be simple and quiet. But if you sin, you will have no peace. Do not yield to the enemy. He brings anguish, straitness, darkness, and fire into the soul. Put away the evil of your doings. As it is natural, sweet, and easy to breathe the air, so it ought to be natural, sweet, and easy to breathe by the Holy Spirit, which is the breath of our soul. As it is natural, easy, and pleasant to love ourselves, so it ought to be natural, easy, and pleasant to love all men, for we are all one creation of the one God, images and likeness of the same God. We have the same breath, the same soul, the same appearance. All sorrows, sicknesses, torments, deprivations are allowed by God in order to drive out the enticement of sin and to implant true value in the heart, that we may learn by experience the falsehood, insolence, tyranny, and deathliness of sin, and may be inspired with a loathing for it, also that we may learn by experience the truth of meekness, wisdom, of gentle ruling the hearts of men, and of the life-giving properties of virtue. Therefore, I will bear all affliction courageously with gratitude to the Lord, the physician of our souls, our most loving Savior. The Lord is everywhere and in all things. The Lord carries and keeps everything, and therefore He is called Almighty. I ought to be free from care. We are called into being out of nothingness by the omnipotence of God. And as we are nothing of ourselves, we cannot do anything by our own strength. Without God, we cannot even support ourselves in life. Because God is everything to us, our life, our strength, our light, our air, our spiritual meal and drink, our raiment, our all. It is He also who has created and gives us everything for our material body, light, air, warmth, food, drink, clothing, and dwelling. Blessed are the poor in spirit who ever acknowledge their own nothingness and the omnipotence of God. Blessed are those who are free from care in this life. Blessed are the simple-hearted. Blessed are those who commend themselves in all things into the hands of God. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life to Christ our God. Only be always with God, and everything shall be given unto you. Everything shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness on yourself and in others, and all these things shall be added unto you. St. Matthew 6:33. Only let God be in your hearts, ever be inseparably united to him, and all earthly things shall be added unto you. Only do not set your heart upon anything worldly, for your part is God. Give God the God of your heart. God is inexhaustible riches and every ever-flowing source. Where God is, there is everything blessing. There is every blessing. Those who love God are followed by all blessings, as the shadow follows the body. How can I be called to my neighbor when the Lord commanded me to love him as myself, or as he himself has loved us? But we often become cold to our neighbor because we attach ourselves to earthly delights and are self-loving, and therefore let us renounce earthly delights, self-love, and intemperance, so that we may please our Lord. Were it not for the Lord and our Lady, were it not for the guardian angels and the saints, the devil and his agents would have stopped the mouths of us all and would have not let us praise the name of the Lord. It would certainly have been so, for even now they endeavor to do so, and sometimes to a certain extent succeed. Who is it that hinders priests during their service? The devil. We must never forget that we are all one body, and that we should stimulate each other to love and good works. We pastors should especially remember and do this. Yes, we should remember that if our own souls are serene, if we stand firm in faith and piety ourselves, then our flock too will be firmer, more serene, and a purer life. If the head is bright and clear, the members are also bright and clear. But if our souls are darkened by manifold passions, the darker too will become the body of the church, our flock, because there is a close connection between the head and the members, between the pastor and his flock. This is why the Lord said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." St. Matthew 5:16. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And therefore do not think that your flock do not feel the effects of your gluttony, your love of money. They do so in the first place through your negligence of their soul, for what care of souls can he have who himself cares about money? None. Yes, if the light darkens in the pastor himself, it darkens also in his flock. Through his close spiritual connection with it, like the head with the members. If you stand firm in spiritual virtues, they are also firm. If you are fervent in prayer and pray fervently for them, they feel this too. If you are spiritually strengthened yourself, they too are strengthened. If you grow weak, they too become weak. Lord, have mercy upon me. Our body consists of earthly elements, light, heat, air, water, and earth. It will be dissolved into the same elements after his death. The light and heat will be united to light and heat, the air to air, the water to water, the earth to earth. We are millions repetitions of ourselves. There are many lives, there are many leaves on a formed and dissolved, again, glory to God, creative power, Lord. Let us know and remember our earthliness, the shortness of our time, the reverence and reverence the Creator. We are all work of His hands, the sheep of His pasture. Let me do that again. Our body consists of earthly elements, light, heat, air, water, and earth. It will be dissolved into these same elements after its death. The light and the heat will be united to light and heat, the air to air, the water to water, the earth to earth. We are millions repetitions of ourselves. There are many leaves unformed and dissolved again. Glory to Thy creative power, Lord. Let us know and remember our earthliness, the shortness of our time, and reverence the Creator. We are all the work of His hands, the sheep of His pasture.